This is Louie's mother and father. Mrs. Gambello, who went to Italy. I tell you about the confession and all. Now that's his father, Vincent. This is a visiting priest from Nigeria. These are Tommy's grandchildren. This is a priest who was a priest here.
Gisele.
Young girl.
Francesca.
Wow, what's the story with that? It's a sad story.
Yeah, it was something like that. What's in the bone marrow or something. There's a lot of things. This is my son's house up in Middletown. Hiya. How are you? There's a lot of beautiful things. Visiting priests that came here.
There's a mystery anche per me stesso.
My name is Joseph Pezza, P-E-Z-Z-A. I've been living in Brooklyn all my life, with the exception of the 4 years I had in the Navy. My actual trade was being a butcher. I worked for the A&P for 32 years and other markets. I've been a butcher for 59 years. But for the last 14 years I've been working here in St. Anselm's Parish as a parking lot attendant. I got this glove by a woman by the name of Mrs. Concetta Maria Gambello. And during the summer days, oh, it's so beautiful. During the summer days, she would have a window open and she lived on the ground floor. So I used to work at 6:30 in the morning those days. So she would be by the window waiting and I see her and we start singing. Oh, sole mio, sangrondate. We were singing so much. Maria Concetta Gambello. She was a great admirer of Padre Pio. He wasn't a saint at the time, but she knew about the stigma and so on. This was in 1960 or something. She went to visit him in Italy. She wanted to go to confession to him, but he already had a big reputation from the U.S. Army. Army members used to go there. Because what happened once in that area, they were going to bomb the area, the Americans. And all of a sudden, St. Padre, this is documented, St. Padre Pio appeared in the air, in the sky, and put up his hands. He had the beard. There he is. I don't know if you can see him. They called it back to the airport and says, you know, that crazy man is up here with the beard. He's got his arms stretched out. So the commanding officer said, turn around, don't bomb anything. Just come back to the base. Okay. Now, when Mrs. Gambello went to Italy, Pretticino, Giovannini Rotondo, it's not far from Naples. It's in that area. He never left the area. It was only maybe a 25-mile circle or something. He never left the area. But he had bio-location. He appeared in Ireland at a soccer game in the field while he was still in Italy. And he did this on a few occasions. He's got his arms stretched out. I'm not a religious fanatic, believe me. I feel it in my heart and so on and so forth. So she went to go to confession to him. Now, she waited 3 hours. It used to say confessions for 16 hours. Now, she finally got into the confessional box, and what happened, he says to her in Italian, which means, would you please leave? You should be ashamed. Don't come into me for confession. I don't want to see any part of your body, only your face. She says, Joseph, I love the man. And he treated me so cruel. Right there, I had a dress on, and this part of my arm showed. And he was annoyed at that. So she says, I walked out, I was angry at night. And as I walked out, there were two nuns. They saw me crying. And they says, what happened? So Mrs. Gambello said to them, You know, I thought he was such a good man, humble, sincere guy. He was so rude and crude, the way he spoke to me. I'm disgusted. They says, hold on a minute.
Please.
Can you be here tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock? You won't have to wait. You go right in. So the priest arranged and spoke to St. Padre Pio. On my departure, one of the priests introduced himself to me, and he said he knew the whole story about what happened. As a gift, he's given you two gloves, which is fantastic. A lot of people used to beg to take a piece of his garment. So he gave her a summer glove, which is like this. Looks very small, but and the other glove is a winter glove, which is big. He knew that he was going to become a saint. So we have some cloth in this package here, which is, as you can read, it says a piece of St. Padre Pio's bed sheet and veil that touched Padre Pio's face after his death.
Francesco Forgione, Francesco Padre Pio da Pietrelcina, detto Padre Pio da Pietrelcina. Dimmi chi sei, dimmi chi sei.
Now remember, I'm in the parking lot. I'm making $7 an hour. So God works in mysterious ways. And I met people left and right. Who's going to lose from Texas, Oklahoma, California? They found out about the glove. Every morning, different songs. Arrivederci Roma, things like that. I met all kinds of people, and truly, we are all God's children. People got to know that I had a glove of St. Padre Pio, who was canonized as saint 3 years ago. He had the stigmata, the wounds, the hands, the feet, and the side. And this is one of the original gloves. I had it up in my apartment for about a year or so, you know. Then all of a sudden, people started asking me for it. And boy, I tell you, it snowballed all over the place. I was getting phone calls and Maria Concetta Gambello. So many things like that have happened, I tell you. So ever since then, I've loaned the glove out. Sometimes I think they exaggerate a bit, but I heard such beautiful stories. People who are prominent, a doctor was supposed to have his eye removed. He had some kind of a malignant or something in the back of the eye or whatever. And she gave him the glove and he put it over his eye like this. I'm putting the glove over my left eye. Now, I don't know if it was his left or right eye, but... And he prayed. 3 days later, he had an appointment. The doctor says, you know, we made some kind of a mistake, or maybe the water on the thing, but you're okay. There's nothing wrong. Now remember, they were getting ready to remove his eye and replace it, you know, an artificial thing. And I have so many stories like that. Another thing is, every once in a while, when I was in the booth with the glove, it'd be snowing, not a soul inside, cold winter night. All of a sudden, I get a tremendous aroma of like roses or something. I says, oh my God, what's going on? I would open the door, thinking somebody passed with a pipe or something smoking. Nothing. That happened to me a few times. Now, some of the people I loaned the glove to, I don't know what happened, but every once in a while, we get such a strong aroma. I would leave the box in my apartment for 9, 10, 12 hours. I would open the door. I'm the only one living here. Cold winter night, I open the door. I get a whiff of this fragrance of roses or beautiful. And I would say, no, I didn't even turn on the light yet. I just, Father, Saint Padre Pio, what are you doing
Francesco
to me?
Francesco Forgione.
And I said, I love you.
Detto Padre Pio da Pietrelcina.
But when this started happening to me, my God, I got to the point where I said, dear Lord, I feel so great about it that if you want to take me right now, take me.
Sei? Non lo so. Francesco, there's a mystery anche per me
stesso. It did change for the better. I think I was lukewarm. But after this happened, I got a little stronger with it and so on and so forth. I think I was lukewarm. God works in mysterious ways. Why would I get the glove? Why? Because I worked in a parking lot. I had people coming in, going out, different people, all religion. They found out about the glove. They want to borrow it for 2 days, 1 day, 3 hours, anything. It's not always miracles. They are miracles, but not always physical.
I heard such beautiful stories.
Pass away, but so many have recovered that it far outweighs the few that passed away. It brings people closer. They and themselves become more spiritual and good, you know? Why would I get the glove? Why? Why would I get the glove?
Father, St. Padre Pio, what are you doing to me?
One of my friends called me up, and he had to have a liver transplant. If he didn't have the transplant within a month or two, he was gone. Now he's in the hospital. He asked for the glove, he got the glove. The same day he got the glove, there was a terrible crash in the area. The donor had marked, if I die suddenly, please, you know, body parts, whatever. So they gave him the liver, and he's surviving like 7 years with it. And he called me from the hospital a few days after the transplant, and he's screaming. He says, Joe, you don't understand. You don't understand what happened. My visitors come in, and they say this place smells of roses.
I think I was
lukewarm. And I told him about the glove. And Joe, he says, I really believe St. Padre Pio did it for me.
Why
and
would I get the glove?
My friends and relatives don't understand why I do it. First of all, it should be enclosed. I don't want it enclosed. I received it this way, and I think people get more out of it by touching it. Unfortunately, sometimes they put them on too. They put the glove on. I have the relic of St. Padre Pio in my hand. But I also have a piece of his bed sheet that looks not too clean, because this, many, many people have touched this. Now, when you look at this and you look hard enough, you see his face in there. Why would I get the glove? This was one of the wrappings on his hands where he had the stigmata and used to, because every time he said mass, it would bleed. Finally, they used to wrap his hands and then put gloves on, and even his feet. But this happened to be a piece of the cloth from the hands. It just don't look like anything, does it? Just a little, it stretches out. In fact, I put it on a few times myself, and I have big hands, you know. But, and as a gift, he's giving you two gloves. The only thing that really happened, that it didn't even annoy me, but my friends got very annoyed. If you notice the top of the glove, someone cut it. They took a piece as a relic. I said, listen, if she thinks that much, it happened to be a woman who borrowed it, and she has that much faith, let her enjoy it, and I hope it helps her. Why would I get the glove? The glove I have, the relic of St. Padre Pio, is color
brown. I think I was lukewarm
with very short finger, j-
just like you would see him in the way, in a statue or picture. But boy, it's in my left hand, which is where my heart is, on the left side. I would not exchange this for anything in the whole world. That's what I feel about St. Padre Pio. 99% of people I met, I don't care where I was, were nice. Whether they be black, green, yellow, it's beautiful. But is that bragging? I don't mean it that way. And this is my gift, that I'm able to do it this way. And I'm so happy. I wouldn't care. I don't have much money in the bank. Oh, Mrs. Gambello, sure, but we used to sing opera. It was beautiful. No, I don't mean that. We sang good, but we loved it. She had a nice voice. I said, write a book. Let's just keep spreading the love. As long as people enjoy it, they get something out of it. I don't want people to think I'm a religious. I don't even tell my family. But I don't tell them what actually happens to me personally. When I speak to St. Padre Pio, I feel like sitting down and having a can of beer with him. Would you believe it? And I read something about he liked a can, two cans of beer every night. Budweiser or what, but I guess it had to be Italian beer, which I don't care for too much, to be honest with you. Friend, man, are you kidding? Keep giving St. Padre Pio the strength to be able to perform these miracles, because I'm sure he's overwhelmed at times. And he gets tired. Being alive, I love people. They're beautiful. Hello, Joe. I don't even know who they are. Honest to God. Joe, how are you? Why would I get the glove? And it's so beautiful. All nationalities, Greek, Norwegian. Hello, Joe. How are you there? I love people. People have helped me a lot. I like to feel like I enjoy to be always be in a position to help the less fortunate. Honest to God, I mean that with all my heart. I love to give. It's not what I save, it's what I gave. I like that better than anything in the world. And that makes me selfish. I get more joy out of what they get by giving. All of a sudden, I get a tremendous aroma of like roses or stuff. What happened was, as we went on, they and themselves become
people
more
got
spiritual
to know that
and
I
good,
had,
you know? A glove of St. Padre Pio, who was canonized as saint 3 years ago. He had the stigmata. The wounds, the hands, the feet, and the side. And this is one of the original gloves that came from Italy, given to me by an elderly woman who has visited Pretecina in Italy. That's not too far from Naples. Now, I want to give you a few rosary beads, all right?
Wow, thank you. Does everybody know about this place? Do they know what's in here?
Not well, anybody from the church around, you know.
Sure. You know, they only broke him once. And they took nothing. But they saw the saints. Lord, they saw all the saints.
I better get right.
My actual trade was being a butcher. Why would I get the glove? Oh, it's so beautiful. It's so joyful. And people are so beautiful. It's not always miracles. That they are miracles, but not only physical. He's got his arm stretched out. But I've had so many experiences with St. Padre Pio. I love him so much I could cry when I get more joy out of what they get by giving.